important for us, because if you notice, and we should notice this, because we live in this beautiful country, but as you know, we have gone through some critical situation lately. We have one minister in Italy that cooperates with an Italian minister that lives in Canada, who cooperates with a minister who lives in the United States, who cooperates with a minister that lives elsewhere, and so forth. The church needs to be united and global, worldwide, because this is one of the means that God is giving his people in order to preach the word of God, and this is extremely important. Let's remember that in reality, when Pharaoh calls his magicians, his sorcerers, in reality, this happens in this world as well. We know that there are evil forces that go against God's work. We know that they are real. And they are always against. And this is shown by the two different rods that become serpents and fight one another. So we should never give for granted that we're here. We're here above 300 people this feast. And I can say is because every single member wanted so hard to keep the feast together, and we wanted to be together with the United Church worldwide. And let's see another tool. Remember, we said Moses was slow in speaking. There's also another tool which is very, very strong and very powerful, and most times is being underlined, even though the world and Satan knows very well how powerful this tool is. Let's go to Genesis. This is a scripture that has been quoted by Mr. Howe, and I quote it again. So it's Genesis 2, 18 to 20. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. What do we see here? That man has power over the planet when he starts naming things to anything, animals included, all living creatures. At that moment, when man starts naming, so when I can say, this is a glass, this is a phone, I can communicate with somebody else. And we see that with tongues, with languages. Unfortunately, not everybody here speaks English, so we are a little bit embarrassed. But do you realize the power that the knowing of many languages has? So you can tell here at the feast, for example. So man from now onwards maybe is not aware of it, but understands that it starts gaining a little bit of power. Maybe it's too strong of a word, but bear with me and we'll see what I'm trying to say. So, for example, let's see how God takes this power away. So let's see another example in Genesis again. And we know that God can take away what he gives if we go against him. So let's go to Genesis 11, starting from verse 1. This is a very famous event. And the Bible states it itself. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. So everybody was saying, like everybody understood one another. So if at the time they had a cell phone was the same name for everyone. And it came to pass that they journeyed from the east, and that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said unto one another, Let's go, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime that they for mortar. And they said, Go, to let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Obviously, if man can communicate, you understand that they do have power. And with that same power, he can destroy. So what does God do? We see from verse 5, And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So if I cannot communicate with my neighbor, it's as if that power that was given to Adam by God to name things, when he named every living thing, that power is gone. So God has taken away this ability from God. In the world today, we have roughly 200 nations and 7,000 languages. And obviously, it's including dialects. But you can imagine 7,000 languages are spoken in the world. And today, I have found out that we have 7,001 because Mr. Pallotta has managed to created a Molesan Canadese dialect, which was awesome, and I was very, very grateful for his Italian prayer. So, you know, the planet has weakened. What is happening right now? And this is one of the reasons why we're here today, the Feast of Tabernacles, because we are here to celebrate the coming kingdom, and we are here to remember, to witness to the entire peoples of this world that there is the Word of God, and it has not been changed in time because it cannot be changed. We can speak about the Word in different languages, but the Word is the same. The Word is the same. Unfortunately, the world has found out and is going against God's word. We know that the world is preparing for the global thought, the unique thought. And I was scandalized when in our government somebody said there is no more a mother or father, but parent one and parent two. And for that, no, I'm sorry, that's not for me. So this is one of the messages that I would like to convey, that we do have this power, even though we speak different languages, English, Italian, whatever. But when we talk of peace, the concept of peace is one. When we talk of joy, it's that joy. When we speak of love, it's not the world love, which is a disaster. No, it's the love that God defined in the Bible. I'll make you an example. In Galatians 5:22, where we have the fruits of the Spirit, we know that the fruits of the Spirit, if we go to 5:2, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, faith, self-temperament. We know that today the world definition of love is not God's definition of love. But I make another example, peace, for example. We have knowledge through television. We see only two conflicts right now that unfortunately are still very active, which is in Ukraine and in Israel. In reality, if you look further in the world at the moment, you'll get frightened. There's so many, especially civil wars in Central Africa that are terrible, and we never hear anything about them. And you know that according to the world, what does peace mean? According to the world? In the Roman colonies at the time of the empire, there was a saying, when someone saw a land without anything, without vegetation, and without living things, that was Pax Romana. Unfortunately, the only peace possibly is to make a desert. Instead, we're here to proclaim God's word, to celebrate this feast, this kingdom, and I would like to conclude with the two scriptures. These two scriptures give us the joy and the zeal to go forward with the work. So if you can turn to 2 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 4, 2 to 5. This is what we are to do. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. We know we didn't manage to bring all the Italians to this feast. There are some brethren, for some specific reasons, could not be here. We didn't manage to. But we will try to have them all here next year, because this is one of our duties. And one of the duty to stay in unity together. We obviously hope, knowing that the time is ripe, because we see it, we see how the world is going further into a dramatic situation even more. So we don't know when God will return, we will still be alive or not. We don't know. I hope I will be, because I hope it's going to be soon. That's my hope. But I wish that if my life ended before, I would like to say what has been written in 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. Have a great Feast of Tabernacles.